Crusade. 720. 721 and what's trending? Do you want endless shrimp in your life?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Red Lobster is running a contest as its endless shrimp promotion winds down.
What? Oh.
The chain is giving away a steel card that grants the holder a free endless shrimp meal once a month for 25 years.
This is an interesting.
You're safe.
Oh.
Or you can opt for 15 grand in cash instead.
Yes. Oh.
To enter, go to Red Lobster's Instagram post on the.
This is an interesting trending story. Red Lobster is running a contest as its endless shrimp promotion winds down. For one winner, it could go on for 25 years. The chain is giving away a steel card that grants the holder a free endless shrimp meal once a month for 25 years. But not only that, Red Lobster says the winner will also get a biometric safe and a year of jiu-jitsu classes. Now, if you don't care much for shellfish or the martial arts, you can opt for $15,000 in.
An event unlike any other. The excitement building in the crowd for fight night at the White House.
We're all fighters, you know, at heart. We're all champs, you know. So, I mean, we won back then. We're winning now.
Heavy security. Seven matchups under the bright lights of the claw on the White House South Lawn. A made-for-TV event to mark America's 250th anniversary and the president's 80th birthday.
America's 250th birthday. Go Trump. And we're just out here to watch some fights and be legendary.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of America.
I know she's barren with all that starving bullshit and the dust storms and we running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
Let me break it down. I got to break it down to him right now. We forgot the recipe for cheese, man. We forgot. I was 11 years old and somebody ate the last slice.
If you like copycat restaurant recipes, then this recipe for shrimp on the Barbie is right up your alley.
Enter the shrimp farm.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba. This is Shrimp Farm.
That crypto.
We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance. Coming to you live on tape each and every week here, twice a week, on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is Electric John.
My name is Jason Eastwood. We're so happy to have you listening
Ooh-wee.
In. We love these summer programs because, well, it's warm out and I've got lots of energy from the sun, John. How about you?
Summer grams are the best.
Summer grams.
Energy from the sun. I like the sun. It's been a little weird weather lately.
Oh, we've had rainstorms, everybody. We got the flooding. We got the Puerto Rico style rains and then no power for a while, right?
Yeah, but again, it's helping the fires. You know, there's less fires this year so far.
That is a great thing. But the climate change, I think we're definitely feeling it. I think finally the boomers can maybe recoil on that. They did something to the planet. No offense. I mean, it wasn't really their fault. People in charge.
We'll get to those boomers in good time.
We will. We have a segment today featuring a boomer.
We'll get to those boomers.
They
get their fair share each and every week here on the farm. Let's kick things off with some brand new of Montreal. And this is called When here on Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
To be your exalted one.
social circle. Don't need to be friends with your friends. I don't really care what kind of message this sends. Self-esteem. I don't look to you.
Destroyed by Hippie Powers, brand new car seat headrest, and before that, brand new Of Montreal with When, right here on Shrimp Farm. Dot crypto.
And I love that sound. It reminds me of crushing guitars, John. You know, crushing guitars.
Crush it.
Not with the vice that's in the basement in my wood shop, but with my multiple overdrive and distortion pedals.
Yeah,
I like to hook up with them. Speaking of those, I like to hook those up for a little band I play with locally over the last couple of years that I'd like to talk about in a segment that we like to call
Local Spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, Local Spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, Local Spotlight.
The band in question is Robojom, R-O-B-O-J-O-M. It's a name that a lot of people get wrong, which I think is part of the charm of it. This band was started by Joel Claverkamp and Renee Vandell. Now, I play guitar in the band. We've got Matthew Lawrence on percussion and Colin J. Sykes on drums. And what I really love about this band is Renee Vandell. She's a force of nature, the lead singer, and kind of theatrical conceiver of the band. She had no musical training prior to this band. She was a dancer, and she's really come alive. And I want to play this next song, John. It's from the album they recorded before I got in the band. We have a new album coming out probably in the fall. We recorded at Private Ear Studios over 2 days, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be mixed by JP Peters, but this song is from 2020, and it's called Till I Die, right here on
shrimpfarm.crypto.
Till I die. silent mirror. Let me see it all, let me see through it into a world.
Another great Winnipeg band. Before that, we heard Till I Die from Robo Jom. And I want to do a shout out to Luke here. Luke's a great longtime listener of Shrimp Farm, and he plays in a band that I used to play in as well called The Strange Things. They're going to be one of the acts at Winnipeg Punk Fest 2026, July 10th and 11th. So check that out and look for The Strange Things featuring Luke and the legendary John McGowan.
The Mount Vishnu himself.
He goes way back with me and John. We remember when we had a CKUW show in 89, 90, and we would hit the bottle with them pretty hard, didn't we, in the basement?
It was a different world.
It sure was. The CKUW was not even on the airwaves. You would have to be listening in Lockhart Hall. And
our worlds are different now.
We had locked the door with John McGowan, and we had nothing but Jack Daniels and a few records. And we don't really care about the past, right, John?
It was technically right. Hey,
let's get back into the now. The power of now, as Eckhart Tolle says. So let's talk about something that just happened as part of our
Festival Stories.
Festival Stories, the sound of a dream come true. Festival Stories, it's just a good time for me and for you. Electric John presents Festival Stories.
Occasionally featuring East. And today it is featuring East because I want to talk a little bit about Bonnaroo, which just happened. In 2007, I was at Bonnaroo, and luckily I scored a press pass, and that's a whole other story, but I was backstage, and Warren Haynes from Government Mule was walking around, and I started talking to him about some guitar stuff, and he said, "You want to smoke a something?" I said, "Sure." So we hung out, and he said, "Listen, I got a little surprise for you." I go, "What?" He goes, "You show up at this tent." He gave me a certain tent at 3 a.m., and we're going to do a little tribute to Zeppelin, and John Paul Jones from Zeppelin is going to play bass with us. So that was a great tip, because I told a few of my friends I was there, and it was maybe 300 people, and John Paul Jones up there with Government Mule running a set of Zeppelin. It was unbelievable. Nice. And now I'd like to play someone from this year, John. Do you ever heard of Tash Sultana?
Yes.
Amazing guitarist, does all the looping, singing. Here's one from her newest album. This is Milk and Honey on
Shrimpfarm.crypto.
Shadows of the mind. Reap what you sow, don't ever owe the seed. Nobody gonna get a second look out of me when you're knocking on my door and no one's even home. Don't bother showing face around here no more. Reap what you sow, don't ever owe the seed. Nobody gonna get a second look out of me when you're knocking on my door and no one's even home. Don't bother showing face around here no more. Reap what you sow, don't ever owe the seed. Nobody gonna get a second look out of me when you're knocking on my door and no one's even home. Don't bother showing face around here no more.
In the time that I see the shadows of the night, when the sun goes down, I let the beat take flight.
Set it all up, we'll make sure it goes down. Not enough cars, too many clowns. Cleese click quick, that seems to be the trick. Track the tech stack, use the clutch and the stick. Stock all the shelves with industrious L's. Take a step back and applaud yourselves. Warehouse kitchen, everybody bitching. Just drop by to connect with my condition. Vertigo spinning, stop with all the winning. I need a couple strikes just to get out this inning. It's over, I sleep, focus and chill. How did I get to feel this ill?
So blue, but not quite bad. Bedridden, rad, more burnt than sad. All been said, went to your head. The scientists all turned up dead. Like dominoes, they fell. Or cowards, they fled. At the end of the day, everything will be okay. Cause we all look up to Ted. We all look up to Ted. We all look up to Ted. We all look up to Ted.
The scientists all turned up dead like dominoes. They fell or fled, or cowards, they came back again. At the end of the day, we all look up to Ted. 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 The scientists all turned up dead like dominoes. They fell or fled. Cowards, they got kicked to death. The guy was looking up to Ted. I was looking up to Ted. I was looking up to Ted. I was looking up to Ted.
Rock a party, 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 rock
Yesterday Never Happened with Rock the Party. And before that, of course, ourselves, Beat of the Week.
The Beat of the Week song is called Ted.
Funny, funny Beat of the Week this week.
Ted Talk, Ted Turner, Ted. The movie about the bear.
The Talking Bear movie, which I really enjoyed, especially the first
one. Did you really?
Oh,
Yeah, I think it was pretty good.
I think he had to get, because, you know, he uses a full orchestra on Family Guy, like you can tell. It's like an old school sitcom.
That was a funny movie, yeah.
So then he used that kind of a score for it, too, like an old...
Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, he's very bright.
He's great. It's probably Mark Wahlberg's best role since Boogie Nights.
Well, he's playing the Grim Reaper, Gregory Scarpa, real-life BMF from New York in a new movie that's coming out. And this is kind of a crazy story because Greg Scarpa, they called him the Grim Reaper because he was such a murderer. He murdered so many people. But in the 60s, I guess they're having trouble with civil rights and they're trying to find these bodies. So he was like also an FBI informant. So they took him down south and he busted some KKK balls to find out where the missing civil rights workers were. It looks really good. It's coming out this summer.
Well, this has become a movie time.
Get your tickets. Get your popcorn, get your eyeballs on. It's movie time with Jason and Ethan and Electric John. Box office, box office, box office, box office gold. We'll tell you which movies are good or not, and you better do what you're told.
Movie time. It's fucking international.
John, I got a question about movies that you might know.
Castiglione.
Are they making Heat, too? Because Heat was a great film with De Niro and Pacino in the 90s.
Yes.
Does it come back?
Yeah, I think they're making Heat, too, and it's going to have DiCaprio and Austin Butler and Adam Driver, people like that. Looks good.
Would De Niro and Pacino be back in it? I mean, they're both still alive. They're in their 80s. They could.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they're involved.
Well, stay tuned for more Heat, too. That was Movie Time. With Electric John and...
Jason Eastwood and Electric John. Yeah, movie time.
Very good.
Pass the popcorn, get your eyeballs on.
Let's hear that theme one more time.
Get your tickets, get your popcorn, get your eyeballs on. It's movie time with Jason Eastwood and Electric John. Box office, box office, box office, box office gold. We'll tell you which movies are good or not, and you better do what you're told.
Movie time. It's fucking international.
From Feeble Little Horse. That's called Shopping.
Before that, we heard Bror Havnes, a wonderful sax player from Norway with a great psychedelic funk band, and that song was called Divet.
Well, all kinds of exciting music on this show. People haven't heard a lot of it. I haven't heard a lot of it before, but it's really enjoyable.
It's really, we're really introducing some sounds that you wouldn't get on some of those other stations on the dial, because we're staying right here, right, John?
Right on CKW 95.9
FM. 95.9
FM.
You can dial in exactly. Back in the old days, if you got an old rotary dial, you might want to get close to 96 on the dial. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have the points.
Just to see here under 96. Yeah, it's an underwater rabbit.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I think speaking of getting things back to those rotary dials, let's go for Boomer Berry.
You know, I have to admit, when they started construction in the superstore parking lot near our place, I was genuinely curious. You see fences go up, heavy equipment rolls in, crews everywhere, and you start wondering, wow, what are they building? A new medical clinic? Affordable housing? A community center? Maybe even something exciting and futuristic? No. A drive-through McDonald's. And when we found out why, apparently it's because of all the nearby construction projects, because construction workers need someplace to eat. And I thought, wait a minute. So the solution to construction is more construction, to build a place for the people doing the construction so that they can eat while they're constructing the thing that caused the need for the restaurant in the first place? This feels less like city planning and more like civilization trapped in an endless feedback loop. At this rate, they'll need another construction project later to build a second McDonald's for the people building the first McDonald's parking lot expansion. And of course it has to be a drive-through because apparently nobody can physically walk 14 feet anymore without a cheeseburger being delivered through a car window. It's like watching humanity slowly pave over itself one McMuffin at a time. And the scary part is, nobody thought this is odd. Meanwhile, I'm wondering if at some point in history, we've accidentally crossed the line between intelligent society and an open-air food court with pylons.
Just another paved paradise, John. Put up a parking lot and put a fast food restaurant on it.
Savory.
McGarbage? Is that what they call these down these days?
I don't know. It's a bad scene all around.
Who knows what they're putting in the cheeseburgers now, but I say stay away from that, folks. I mean, I can't resist sometimes. My favorite drive-through thing used to be a McDouble and a vanilla cone, but I'm trying to stay away from that. I've just been so programmed, you know? It's taken me 40 years to get that out of my brain.
Yes.
Oh. You're standing pretty far from the mic, John. Are you checked out? Done for the show? Anyway, we won't see you. You won't see us either, because we're on radio.
Next week, we won't hear us. We'll see you. You won't see us. We'll hear you. We won't...
We
won't see you. You're going to hear us next week.
We're having a summer. The summer of vertigo, right, John?
Don't start with me. Shrimp Farm.
Dot yeah. Crypto.
Thank you. Wow.